Nashville is showing off what city planners consider the current ideal for what an urban street should look like. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that this kind of roadway is designed less for cars and more for people on foot or bikes.
It's not just any old bike lane that Nashville has paved on 11th Avenue in the quickly growing Gulch neighborhood near downtown. Instead of a little white stripe in the roadway, envision a sidewalk that's twice as wide as normal, half of it for pedestrians and half for cyclists. The bike side is colored a shade of burnt orange. Avid rider Matthew Niemer says this strip of concrete could hardly be any better.
This is, this is probably the creme de la creme of bike lanes because you have the cyclists off of the road, on the correct side of parked cars, and by that I mean the passenger's not going to open the door into the bike lane. I mean, I've been hit like that before.
You've been doored,
exactly.
So it's safer, he says. And that's a compliment coming from Niemer. He made waves this year when he wore a video camera while bicycling around Nashville, showing all the ways that bike lanes were mistreated by drivers. So this stretch impresses him as a sign of things to come.
The bike lane is definitely geared towards sort of a beginner cyclist. It's the person who is afraid of the drivers in the street, and if you can remove that, then you get more people riding.
Alongside the bike lane are other features of what's known as a complete street. It's lined with trees and gentle lighting, has highly visible crosswalks, and even sports a little pocket park with outdoor exercise equipment. It's also more expensive, about $2.3 million for a half mile of work. It's a price tag that could become more common. Mayor Carl Dean's policy has been to create more of these pedestrian-friendly corridors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.